Okay, so we mentioned yesterday that there's this Rabbi Kivayger that deserves our attention and sheds some light on Misasek, at least his definition of Misasek. I thought we'd spend some time doing it and maybe show that there in fact is another perspective, even though this tshuva is fairly famous. So let's begin. We're not going to go through the whole tshuva because it's on the longer side. We don't have enough time. Maybe just pick out a couple of key pieces. At least we'll start with the beginning and we'll move through it. Alright? Someone like to read? Go ahead. Stop. What's the question? The
question is, in case that someone doesn't know he's doing an Isser Malacha, are we chai to stop him?
Someone's about to engage in an act that's going to yield some type of prohibited act. He doesn't know that's the case. The guy himself doesn't know that that's the case. Do I have to stop him?
By reading so far, Rabbi Kivayger, nothing he says has anything to do with that question.
Okay.
What he's trying to say is just he has a caution to Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't even deal with that question at all either. I'm clearly wrong, but I don't see.
Let's take it slow. Alright?
Go ahead. Did you
get the case of the Eved?
No.
Okay. So you didn't get far enough. Yeah. That's all. But you gotta assume that if he's asking the question, he's writing three pages. That he's at least saying something about the question.
What's the point of this question? That makes it connect to our subject. That was more like.
Or
question.
What's the point of
okay.
All this
okay? So let's see.
Right.
Or as Daniel said, isn't it posh that if someone's doing a malach, Nisr malacha, you should tell him? That was your question.
Isn't that?
But he doesn't know. He doesn't know what he's doing.
But isn't that a generally accepted thing? Like if someone doesn't know what they're doing
is a sin. Well, that's
a shogeg. But let's say he's doing it, he's misasek.
He's still stopping, what's the difference?
Okay, let's see. Okay, let's read inside. Right. Like I said, we're not going to go through each paragraph. Yeah, the question is here, is what he's doing an Isser or not?
Oh,
but let's read.
Let's read.
Well, let's read. I think we're not giving it its due by just talking about it without reading it.
In Parakeet Saragal, Amar Rabba, Haisa Ev Menachas Becheikav Elohi Kirba, V'nachla v'chulei le'inyan Shabbos Sheves Malacha Shabbos Malacha Mach Sheves Asa Torah. So we saw this already in our Gemara. Then a case where a person has a stone on his lap, he doesn't realize it's there, and it falls. In regards to doing a Malach Mach Sheves, he's potter because he didn't Malach Mach Sheves Asa Torah. I mean, he didn't do a calculated act. He had no idea it was there. The kasher li habitosvos. So the Kivayger has a problem with the.
Now he's asking a question about Tosfos. Yeah. Right. Well, he's asking a question.
The Shabbos prepare claw gadol, the tasmis tamtsis divrayim. What's that?
Right. The tamtsis divrayim, the crux of their.
Oh, the essence of what he's
saying. Essence, right? The essence of their words are as follows.
Divenis kavin lachatoch talish haynu shich hayasavor. Dehu talish bayam chubar.
Good.
Mikrin asen lachshavtel. Right. So in the case where he has kavana for the to cause something that was talish,
he thinks it's talish.
Right, he thinks it's talish. He's under the impression that it was talish, ends up being mechubar.
Right.
We say he did his machshava, but it's the part of mitam achra mikra dasher chata bal problem is asik.
Right. So Gemara says that's a special dispensation because it's not it's misasik. You're not doing that what you set out to do.
We still did his machshava.
You wanted to cut that thing,
right?
But because it's not dasher chata
ba, that's why. So he could still be a nasa machshava and yet be under the category of misasek.
Well, that's what he's talking about. Now.
Right. Okay. V'zeu b'chol yisurim the im savor behema zechum ha'isak kodshim v'shachta b'chutz depater.
Right. You want
sorry, basic English?
Yeah. Okay. You wanted to shach this particular animal. You thought it was chulin. Happens to have been that it was not chulin. It was really kodshim. So you achieved the result that you wanted by shechting that particular animal, but the animal was really different than you thought it was. So he says, you're potter in that case.
Right,
you want apple A versus apple B that are attached.
Didn't we say that originally?
So, v'chi agavna ba'alma, you're going to be chayev. Why?
Because you had.
He speaks it out. The imnis kavin lishchok behema behemas kachim zu bachutz v'shachat behemas kachim acheres bachutz chayev. you want to do one iser and instead you do another iser, you're chayiv. So too, if you want to get one mechuber and you get the other mechuber, you should be chayiv. One, but for the fact that what?
That's right.
Right, that was Tosos. Tosos is saying that
it's
not a quote, it's Tamsus Devrayan. That's an analysis of Tosos. The presentation of Tosos. An explication of Tosos. Right? He's saying that from Tosos it's going to come out that if not for the fact that there was this principle of Malachas Machshavas, you would be responsible, you would be accountable for that Shabbos case.
What was the Shabbos case?
If you want Mechuber A and you go and you get Mechuber B, he's saying that if not for the case, if not for the fact that there was a rule called Malachas Machshavas, you would be responsible for that. If that's the case, this is Rabbi Kivi Eger citing Tosos.
So he's not saying that there's no. He's not saying.
All right, come on. Let's get a little further. Let's hear him out because we want to get to the crux of his analysis over here. Right. So one thing. So now he's taking this fact set and going back to the Evan case. And what's he saying?
Right, so he has stone on his lap, and he doesn't even think that he's doing a malacha because he doesn't even know the stone's there.
Right, Evan Mecheka v'lo yadam is there. The chashav de'ino osek, he doesn't think he's doing anything. So the below time of the malachas machshav is potter.
You can't use the reason of malachas.
No, fakir.
Oh really?
He's saying even without malachas machshav, he would be potter.
Oh, that's what it is.
Right. Why do you need to give me Malachas Machshavas as a reason? Why not just tell me Misasi?
That's Misasi.
So I thought
Gar means to do so.
Gar means worse. It's not any worse. Lacking in Malachas Machshavas. See, in the Rambam, when you use the word Chayav in Hilchos Shabbos, it generally means that you did a Malach D'Oraisa. When you say Chayav, it's D'Oraisa. When you say Potter, it means that you violated the banan, and that's why there's no chatas. That you're potter, it's potter aval osur, meaning if you did it, you don't bring a karban, but it's still osur to do rabbinically, and then there's mutter, which means it's outright permissible. Alright? Okay. So everyone has this question now? So he has to tell you why use the term Malechas Machshavas is lacking as opposed to just using Misasi. Why not just use the Misasek rule instead of Malachas Machshavas rule? So he has to answer by telling you, well, I'll tell you what the problem is if we were to say Misasek. There's a reason why I want to tell you Malachas Machshavas. I want to tell you the nature of his exemption. If I tell you Misasek, I'm not telling you the full extent of his exemption.
That's supposed to answer?
That's what Ricky Vega's going to say. He didn't get to you. But after Gam Kane, after Be'emes Gam Kane, Lo Nasek, Machshavto. Please. It's true. It's true. You're not going to say that his machshava was mekuyam. He didn't know about this rock. He didn't want it to fall. It wasn't his intent. It wasn't part of his plan. Yeah.
You don't have to say it's.
Why say melech machshava? Just call him misasik. That's his question. Why are you calling this guy someone who didn't achieve his desired goal in terms of Malach Machshavas when you could just resort to the general term of Misasik? Why are you getting so specific? That's his question. So he's going to say, there's a reason for that. All right? We'll skip that next.
Oh, really, Marsha?
Yeah, I just want to cover some high points here.
Favorite part.
No, you could do it. It's fine. Come on.
Bayan Marsha Sanhedrin.
The
Rabbi Yehuda?
The
Rabbi.
Right? That's not, we're not talking about a case where a guy thought it was mutter, but it actually was asar. Why?
Because he was showing in his chaticha.
Well, it was a tos, right? It was a tos, in fact. We don't need the marshal for that. I mean, we've seen that already. Meaning that will be shogeg.
Right. Right,
so we're not talking about that case. That's why I said, let's not get bogged down in that. I'm telling you, it's not necessary for our purposes now. Okay, go to the nearly davar chadash.
Nearly davar chadash. Dema dimatin,
dimatinan.
Asher chata ba pratlam asase.
So Gemara says from the pasuk of asher chata ba, it's pratlam asase.
It's matin.
We the
minimize. Deduce.
Exclude. Literally, you're right. It does mean, as you say, comes from lashon of ma'at, but what it really means in this context is that we exclude matinon me'asher chataba prat l'masasek. We say no, it's not including the masasek. Now, lo de masasek lo nase is ha'aver klal. When we say masasek is somehow less culpable, we don't mean to say that he's not doing an avera.
What we're saying is doing the avera b'shogeg.
Go, keep reading.
Yeah,
mikri avera
b'shogeg.
Okay.
Ba'af b'shogeg kifahai mima tinon yashay chatabah.
This type of shogeg, you were made from yashay chatabah.
Potter
mikarban. That's it. He's potter from a karban.
Right.
This type of shogeg is potter from a karban. That's it. That's all he has going for him. The misasik.
Aval mikol makom.
Right.
Right. He's still doing,
he's still doing something b'shogeg, but he's still doing an avera. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of misasik then?
You could still be chayev.
Technically, you did something wrong. You just not chayev a carbon. You just not chayev a carbon. That's the chiddush of the Rikiv Eger. The Rikiv Eger's chiddush is that when you did something b'toras misasik, you really did an avera. Just because of the gzeres hakosev of asher chata ba, we can't mechayev you a karban. But you did an iser.
What did he say is an aver? That shogeg or the vayzak? Just had said that.
He said you did something.
That was from mitzvah.
You did something as a shogeg. It's definitely shogeg. You're not doing it on purpose.
Oh, it's.
But even when you do
mitzvah
is a form of shogeg. That's essentially what he's saying. It's a form of shogeg.
But it's a lower form.
Lower only in terms of the carbon. Mikri shigigas iser. So that's misase. What about melechas machshavas? When I tell you melechas machshavas, I'm telling you what? I'm telling you something more. Yeah, keep reading.
When it comes to Shabbos,
the concept of Melechas Machshavas tells you that when you do something that's otherwise considered Misasek, because of the concept of Melechas Machshavas, you didn't do an Aveir at all. No, that not that one. That's the one goof. That's Rashi tells us. Let's say it's two separate things. Niskavin for
mutter.
Let's say niskavin, right? Niskavin for tolosh zev v'chatach mechuber zeh acher.
Right.
Let's take that case. Yeah. So what would happen in that case? We say, oh, that's misase.
Right.
And therefore, it fails to because of melech machshavas. Okay. It's not melech machshavas. So since it's not melech machshavas, it's not aver at all. Not only is it no carbon, it's no iser.
Right?
That's right. See, I'll be honest with you. There are those who are trying to suggest that in Tosos is striking a distinction entirely between Misasik and Melechas Machshavas. The sense that I've gotten from, not just from Tosos, but from this tshuva as well, it sounds like there is this general idea called Misasik, right? And because of because on Shabbos we have a rule of Melechus Machshavas, Misasek functions to a greater extent than it would elsewhere in Halacha. In other words, Misasek elsewhere in Halacha is going to tell me, yeah, I did a Maisa Aveira, but I'm not Chayv. Misasek on Shabbos is going to tell me, not only did I not Chayv a Karbon, I didn't do Maisa Aveira. Why? Oh, because Melechus Machshavas. If I'm doing something with Torah's Misasek, since Melechus Machshavas is what dictates whether or not I'm doing Melacha, right? I didn't do anything at all. That's right. Misasek could be in many places, correct. Chalom Varayos, the case of the Kochim. What I'm trying to say is that there are a lot of criteria for Melechus Machshavas in Shabbos. Once I'm doing an act which is Misasek, now it can't be Melechus Machshavas. So Misasek is a general category of activities, or a general description of activities that has applicability throughout the halachic system. Once I enter into the realm of Shabbos, an act that is colored by Misasek is going to have a different status because of a Shabbos rule known as Melechus Machshavas. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I mean, it's important because this is a very fundamental principle. So according to this, what would you say? Someone is about to do something on Shabbos in a manner of Misasek. Do you have to stop him?
Let him dive off the cliff.
I say stop.
Well, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
Why would you stop
him? 1 second. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
Does it make a difference if you stop him or not? It's not going to do anything.
It's not a Maisa Aveira. He's not going to get an Aveira.
But I feel like it lowers the person once he realizes that.
What do you mean low? You mean emotionally? Like he's gonna be upset?
In terms of himself, like as a person, like
no, it's misasik. It's misasik. Morally?
Yeah.
I'll give you a very common example. Guy is in your dining room. He's about to lean against the wall, and the light's gonna go off. Or the light's gonna go on. You have to say, "Whoa, be careful! You're gonna put the light on. You put the light off."
Yeah.
I'm asking a question. I'm not saying one way or the other.
I'm asking.
I'm gonna say it's a red flag.
Isn't that the way it would seem?
Right. Is that? I don't know.
One second, I'm not asking him about Paschal.
No, you don't have. Wait, you wouldn't have.
It's not a Maisa Aveira Klal. That's his lashon. Lo Nasis Aveira Klal.
That would be. No, it's a
mistake. It's Misasek. Why? Yeah, he's doing something. Because it's Misasek, therefore it's not Melechus Machshavas. Therefore, you didn't do Melech at all.
Yeah, that's you different. Don't have to stop him because there's nothing to be stopping.
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm suggesting.
So, it's different. Yeah, what about
Oh, I don't want to get to that. I want to get to that.
So that's different than a case of like.
Why would it be different?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's do one thing at a time. Let's read a little bit more, okay? If you don't mind. Let's read a little bit more. So we're going to skip again because, again, in the interest of time, we. You know what? Let's go to Imkain. I'll read Imkain. Imkain Yishlam Adi B'Shem Hachi Nakat B'Sugin Mitam Melechus Machshavas. That's why in our sugya we use the term specifically Melechus Machshavas. The Yishlam Amadar Minan Le'inyan Nezikin Chayev Le'inyan Shabbos Potter. The Lomar Adi Manefila Mecheko Hoya B'Shabbos. The stone fell out, not only causing hezek, but it was also Shabbos. Chayev L'Shalaim HaNezek U'Potter Mishem Shabbos. The Lomrina Be'Kim Le'Di Rabbinay. Kedin Chayev Misashogin. Kevin Lohaisa Melechus Shabbos, Melechus Machshavas. Since it wasn't Melechus Machshavas, Lo Nasis Klal Melechus Shabbos. It's not a Melech at all. I can't say, well, you're Chai for Shabbos and therefore you put that for something else. No, you're not Chai for Shabbos at all because you didn't do Melech on Shabbos. Okay, if they gave him Hasra and they told him, listen, you have a rock in your pocket, you gotta be careful, so that's different. Osubei, Vahaya Yodea Shabbos Mecheko, Haisa Nekris Melecha. I'm skipping again. Aval ata kibun de lo yoda mehaven shibacheko, lo nasa melacha, velo mikri chayve misa shogin. Aval olav taima de boi melachas machshaves, if not for the fact that we had this rule in Shabbos known as melachas machshaves, and you only had misasek, which was the patur b'shari surim, what would you say? You would still say, amikomako mikri melacha. This is very clear. According to Rekivi Eger, when a person does something, Vitoris Misasek, he's not doing a melacha. He's not doing an Aveira. you turn that light switch on totally as a masasek, you're not doing anything wrong. Because of Melechas Machsheves, Misasek is not a Melech at all.
Can you be Misasek without Melech Machsheves? Like, can you have Melech Machsheves and be Misasek? Or is that not possible?
No.
But
that's what he's trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you that if we would just use the term Misasek, Misasek implies...
Like the way it works during the week.
The way Misasek works by other Yisurim is that you're really doing an Isser.
But when it's Shabbos, because of...
Because Melech Machsheves, you're not, it's not only Misasek. It's Misasek plus no Isser at all. Misasek just takes you out of the realm of Karbon, according to B.G. Yeager. Are you guys with me?
Yeah, but the case of...
This is important.
The case of the stone in his lap, like, you told him that the stone was there.
That's different. That's not...
So why is that any different than if you tell the guy the light's there, watch
your
elbow? Well,
once you tell
elbow.
Him, he's no longer Misasek.
No, then he's not Misasek.
You ruined everything
right,
for him.
Right, but you said you're required to tell him that it's...
You're
not required to tell the guy who was...
No, not required. Not required.
Elu
Osterbe, yeah. Yeah, Elu, isn't it?
You're just ruining his fun time. He can do whatever he wants, and then you ruin
that.
No, that's an Ezekiel issue. That's not a Shabbos issue. That's why you have to pay. That's why you have to pay if you cause the Hezek. So then he quotes the Chavos Das. He quotes an interesting sheet of the Chavos Das who argues on this principle, doesn't like this, apparently doesn't accept this Yisod of Rabbi Akiva Yeager. And he asks a similar question. Chavos Das. Chavos Das was written by the Mekor Chaim. So he says, same author as the Mekor Chaim. So he says the Chavos Das in his Sefer Mekor Chaim asks in Hilchos Pesach, you with me? This is, no, you're not with me.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Let the record show, I am not obsessed with.
Okay, let's continue.
As his voice cracks,
let's continue. So, what was his kasha? He said like this: a guy doesn't know that he has chametz in his house. Lo yada shechametz, belo yada shechametz beveso. Amay nafka aposkim da havi shigga saver. Why they say that? That's called bal yira b'shogeg. Amay nafka aposkim da havi shigga saver. Hahu misasek to lo yada kal the chametz beveso. Say he's misasek. So what does the Mekor Chaim say? He gives a different answer. He gives a chiluk between aver sheish b'maisa le'im b'maisa. Now, in order to be called misasek, what would you say? You need to have a maisa that's iser based. You need to have an iser that's maisa based. Since the patur of misasek speaks to the nature of your maisa, remember, is it a maisa without kavana? Is it no maisa at all? Depending
right,
on how
you
want to learn.
You need some sort of action.
Exactly. So there's an iser that could be achieved without any maisa, the misasek is nothing to speak about. I didn't like that. Rabbi Kivega says, I didn't like that. Chiluk. And what do I think the answer is? I'll tell you very simply. Iker de Misasek Mikri Gam Ken Avera. He says Misasek is also an Avera. El de lo chayva Torah chatas alav. That's it. That's the only thing that you'd be accomplished by saying it's Misasek.
All Misasek.
Even Shabbos. That's what I'll say. I'll say all
Misasek included. Misasek is always the same. According to Rabbi Akiva, Misasek means you're doing an Avera. You're chayv for what you're doing. But you know what? There's a Gzeres HaKosav Pratla Misasek that tells you you're not going to have to bring a carbon. But you did something wrong.
Lunas Aver Klal means no carbon, but you still did something wrong.
Yeah. No, Lunas Aver Klal Shabbos means you didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, Shabbos. Right,
because right, of Melechas right. Machsheves, you bring your Misasek to the Shabbos world. No. Not only is there no carbon, you didn't do anything wrong.
By Melechas Machsheves?
Because of Melechas Machsheves.
Which is part of Misasek. So how does that make sense? Like, it would be wrong.
Yeah, because you have another rule over here.
Not wrong.
What's the matter? Why are you upset? Why are you?
It's not like intrinsically
though. What do you mean intrinsic? What does that mean?
Meaning the thing you're doing is not like harming anyone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's the change? What
change
happens because of what
someone said? Why did the thing change? Or was it?
He's saying what's the whole idea behind
it? Was it a rule that was overruled, and that's what Melechas Machsheves?
What do you think
of that? Melechas Machsheves on Shabbos means that you have to have a certain quality to your act in order to rise to the level of Melecha on Shabbos. And here...
It wasn't like an added thing. It was always...
It's the same thing.
The way you're saying it makes it seem like Misasek was there and then someone came along and said, oh, Melechas Machsheves.
Misasek is a chisaron in Melechas Machsheves. It's a deficiency in the Melachas Machshavas. Melachas Machshavas means you have to have a Melacha that satisfies criteria A, B, and C. Let's say, L'mashal. Yeah. You alright? So if you did a Melacha B'Toras Misasik, you're not satisfying the criteria of Melachas Machshavas. So you're right. When you look at Misasik and the rest of Yisurim...
More exclusively.
What? Seriously? It's sheer out of control. You don't think it's out of control? Nothing. Nothing is him. Like, there's constant traffic here. There's something strange going on. All right.
Very jittery.
Are you okay?
I'm just totally out of it. It's so.
I'm trying my best. I'm really trying my best.
No, it's not you. It's not you. It's me.
Offer prizes. Offer prizes. Were
you over sleeping?
Yeah, I was over sleeping.
That's all.
Okay. Look at Lufia now. Well, let's get to things. So I want to show you other places in Halacha where this comes up, and this is a fundamental question: how do we view this? How do we view the act? So look at the paragraph Ulfi Hanal.
You just exit out.
Okay?
I can't exit out.
He writes.
What's that?
You can't exit out.
All right. I mean, I'm not saying it's not worthy of doing.
No, I'm sure everybody
right.
can do it.
Yeah. Ulfi Hanal. Demisasik havikakol mili aveira. Really, it is like an aveira. El demikri shigas aveira. B'chi agav negzeres hakosav lupacho mechatas. That's it. You went from shogeg to a shogeg who's not chayav a karban. Aval aver yeshkan. Eldon yikol mokom b'shabes kevin de lo yodah mehamachat lo mikri melecha shabes. U'mehai time enokta b'divrei melecha shabes v'lo enokta misasek. Demitzad misasek hayo melecha d'oraisa. Rak mitam melechas machshabes hudir abonon. Basically, it's a repeat of his thesis. You have an Eved that you're not allowed to have your last paragraph. You're not allowed to have your Eved work for you on Shabbos. You have a worker. Your worker's not allowed to work for you on Shabbos. So now, you have an Eved that you see on Shabbos wants to chop a certain gourd, thinking that it is detached. He says, oh, let me go chop that detached gourd. And you know, as the master, you happen to see that it is in fact not detached; it's attached. As long as you're not in South Africa, I guess you don't really have that. The imis asig lo havim lacha klal. He's about to chop this gourd off the vine. He thinks he's going to cut one that's really detached, and it happens to be attached. So, do you have to stop him or not? If it's the case that misasik is not a melacha at all, I'm not doing anything wrong. If he's not violating the prohibition of having my eved work for me on Shabbos, the ha eved ain't osa melacha, even the choshev shutalish, ve'ain rabo over mishum shvisas avdo. Right? Oh, avali misasik havi shigas aveira. But if you'll tell me misasik is really a shigas aveira. Kevin da haravi yeda shehu mechubar, yada shehu mechubar, yesh bo mishum shvisas avdo, da hamalachas machshavas mikro, kevin da osa machshavta shal eved lakotzo, el da pota mishum misasek, the kevin da misasek havi shiga saver, yesh bo zem mishum shvisas avdo. That's if all you would have is misasek, you would have shiga savera, and you'd have to stop him. But on Shabbos, since you also have the rule of melechas machshavas,
the melechas machshavas is the kicker to kick off the shogig.
Kick off the shogeg?
You no longer
knocks it down further.
Yeah.
You're starting out with the shogeg, and then you have misasik even lower. That's no carbon.
Right. And then when you have melachas machshavas, it kicks off.
Because
melachas
machshavas, that's it.
And it's just misasik.
It's just misasik, exactly. Exactly. It's misasik to the extent that there's no maisa avera and no carbon. Is that what you mean? Practically.
I thought you got
Whoa, it's early. What are you doing? You gonna go early? Okay. Because you have this added principle. Right.
Not even
That's right. Okay?
We didn't say why. We've explained like why and showed you like what constitutes that amount of like negligence and such.
Well, we already explained Masasi according to Rashi, according to Tosos. I think Kiviga is just sort of
But I'm saying for Malach Machshev, no one's really explained
that. Oh, I yeah.
It's just there is this idea.
Because Malach Machshev means meaningful and intentional activity, and apparently the recipe that's required to get you to Matzmach Shabbos is very specific, so that if any of the factors are missing, it fails to be called Melechus Machshavas.
Was there a pasuk at one point?
If you don't mind, let me read you something that you may or may not find interesting. I hope you do. In the middle of one of the Rav's shiurim on Kriyat Shema, one of his yahrzeit shiurim on Kriyat Shema, he said the following. This is in the shiurim Lezecha Avraham Ari in the first chelek page. In the newer edition, it's page Mem Gimel. If you have an older edition, I think it's page Lamed. Be'arnu l'mayla. When you read the Parshios of the Shema, it's an acceptance of the yoke of heaven. That is the focus and the fulfillment of the Shema. The Hidgashnu Shema Chlokas HaTanayim Nogas Rak B'Maisa HaKavona B'Mitzius V'lo B'Chalos Shema V'Dina. We mentioned above that there's a Machlokas regarding what kind of Kavonas you have to you require. But not in terms of the chalos shame and the din, the din. Hametzdarfim l'kuli alma l'chol hachefta shal kriyashma. Kiyam kriyashma be'ikar mahuso v'chaloso hu kiyam kabal zalmach ha-shamayim. Shema is essentially an acceptance of the yoke of heaven. L'fikach. V'l'fikach, rather. V'l'fikach yesh lomar shekol ha-alocha shal mitzvos tzichos kavona. When you say that there's a shita that holds that mitzvos need kavona, Eina shayeches kan. It doesn't even come into discussion here. Ki kol ha'alocha shemitzvah tzrichos kavana lo nemra b'kim ha'mitzvah shein adam yotzi dechavaso b'li shiz kavim l'kach elo b'maisa ha'mitzvah. When we say that mitzvahs need kavana, we only say that lo nemra b'kim ha'mitzvah shein adam yotzi dechavaso b'li shiz kavim l'kach elo b'maisa ha'mitzvah. If you do something that interferes with your kavana, then the act that you did is not a maisa mitzvah at all. The question of kavana affects the very act that you're performing. The one who's doing the action needs to have a certain mindset in order to color the maisa. Ubiladeha, and without that, lo osaha gavar klum. He didn't do anything. Mashal mahadov davar dome. What's an example of someone who's doing an action and because he doesn't have the right kavana is not doing the action at all? What do you think? Misasik. Lo misasik she'ein biyado maisa mitzvah klal. All right? He says the maisa mitzvah is not accomplished at all. In the footnote, the editor writes, Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal Hidgish Kama Pamim Lefnei Talmidav. The Rav would say in front of his Talmidim many times, Ki Halacha Shal Mesasek B'Isurin, the Halacha of Mesasek when it comes to Isur, Lo Nemer Rak B'Din P'tur Mekarban. Who's that? Who she does that? Rabbeinu HaGadol Zatzal Hidgish kama pamim lefnei talmidav ki halacha shal mesasek, the rule of mesasek be isurin as it relates to isurin lo nemra rak bedin potam mikarban. It doesn't only apply to the patur of korban, as is suggested by who? Thank you. Ela behafkos maisa aver bechlal. That's it. The Rav said, no, Mesasek is not like Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's not that there's a Veira, but there's a Karban. No. It's like the Makar Chaim. Averis, no. This footnote is talking about, yes, in the crux, in the text of the Shir,
right.
He was addressing Mitzvah Saseh. And he said it's similar to Mesasek.
You
didn't do a Maisa at all.
It's like you
didn't do Shema at all. You didn't do the Mitzvah at all. So, in the footnote, they're bringing down that just like he said that over there by Yatzeh, that's the way he held by Yisurim, that if you did it, but Torah's Mesasek, you didn't do it at all. I mean, this is against Rabbi Akiva Eger. This understanding is against Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's a big chiddush to say that when I do something b'toras mesasek, really I'm just doing an avera b'shogeg, but I'm not a chayav kachatas. It would seem that mesasek is much more than that.
He's saying mesasek is always not a...
is never a maisa. Exactly. Exactly. That seems to be his position. But wait, there's more.
But wait.
The lashon they use here in the note is hafka. Exactly. An uprooting, a total extirpation. All right, listen to this halacha. You tell me what it sounds like to you. This is in Simon Shin Samach Vav. Oh, of course I don't have the right chelik.
I
need a dollar. Okay. The Mechaber says Shin Samach Vav Seif. Vav. I'm sorry. Shin Samachay. I apologize. Shin Samachay.